Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjali and today is October 6th. Here are some top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on October 6th as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 16 points. The benchmark indices had a gap-up opening with the BSE Sensex rising 406 points at 65,632 and Nifty 50 climbing 110 points to 19,546 in the previous close ahead of the outcome of Monetary Policy Committee scheduled for today. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may be taking support at 19,502 followed by 19,481 and 19,447. On the higher side, 19,571 can be immediate resistance followed by 19,592 and 19,626. Moving on to international markets, US markets. Stocks ticked lower Thursday as investors look towards key job data on Friday that could determine the next move for the interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 9.98 points or 0.03% to close at 33,119. The S&P 500 dipped 0.13% at 4,258 and Nasdaq Composite traded down 0.12% at 13,219. Consumer staples company led the broad market index losses Thursday. Shares of beverage company Molson Coors fell 6.3% Thursday, followed by Mondelez International and Clorox, which declined more than 5% each. Weekly initial jobless claims came in at 207,000 for the week ending September 30th, up just 2,000 from the prior week's numbers. Economists had forecasted 210,000 according to Dow Jones' consensus estimate. While the slight increase in jobless claims was about in line with Street, it disappointed some investors hoping the weekly data would start to signal a labor market breakdown and the end in run-in rates that's hurting the stocks. The 10-year Treasury yields initially ticked up after the jobless claims report before inching down, last yielding 4.714%. Asian markets. Asia-specific markets rise after U.S. Treasury yields eased from 16-year high following much weaker than expected jobs data. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 traded 1.8% higher to close at 31,075 and the Topix gained 2.02% to end at 2,263. South Korea's Kospi dipped 0.09% to end at 2,403, while the KOSDAQ slipped 0.79% to 801. After the country's consumer price index for September came in at 3.7% higher compared to a year ago and higher than Reuters' forecast of 3.4% rise. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 traded 0.5% higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index traded 0.33% higher, while China's markets remained closed for a week-long holiday. Oil prices. Oil prices dipped on Thursday as uncertain demand outlook overshadowed an OPEC Plus decision to maintain oil output cuts, keeping supply tight. Brent crude oil futures fell 0.8% to $85.19 a barrel. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures fell 0.8% at $83.55. At the session's low, both benchmarks were down by more than $1. Dollar Index. The dollar index traded 0.34% lower in futures at 106.43, whereas the value of $1 hovered near ₹83.22. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors offloaded shares worth ₹1,864 crore, while domestic institutional investors purchased ₹521 crore worth of shares on October 5th. Moving on to stocks in focus, Valiant Laboratories. The pharma company is set to debut on the bourses on October 6th. The issue price is ₹140 per share. The date of allotment is October 4th. Tata Motors. Wholesale volumes were at 96,000, up 29% from the year-ago quarter and 4% higher from April to June period, notwithstanding the annual two-week summer plant shutdown. Wholesale volumes for the first half of the financial year were also up 29% from the year-ago period at 190,000. Sun Pharma. The company has decided to acquire 37.7% stake in Azerex Health Tech Private Limited, which is engaged in production, marketing and distribution of non-invasive diagnostic and ancillary medical device. The acquisition will cost about ₹29 crore. KPI Green. The company has received new orders aggregating to 12.10 megawatt for executing solar power projects, out of which 3.10 megawatt capacity undertaken by KPI Energy Limited and 9 megawatt capacity by Sundrops Energia Private Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of the company. Lupin. The pharma major has received tentative approval from US FDA for tolvaptan tablets to market a generic equivalent tablet of Otsuka Pharmaceutical Company. This product will be manufactured at Lupin's Nagpur facility in India. Tolvaptan tablets had estimated annual sales of $287 million in the United States. In today's Voice of the Day, we have Rajesh Kumar Jain, Associate Director and Head of Private Client Business, Anand Rathi Group, ahead of Quarter 2 FY24 earnings season. He shares with us how Indian markets are poised, what is the EPS projection for this year, and if markets are overvalued at this juncture. Let's listen in.
With the end of September, Indian market has embarked a journey where Nifty has given a return of 2% and Sensex has given a return of 1.5%. Nifty has crossed 20,000 levels, but couldn't able to sustain those levels and has corrected to a level of 19,600, where we have seen that the market has become lot highly volatile. Now, Indian market has reacted to the global sell-off, where most of the global markets has corrected anywhere between 3 to 5%. And the major reason for this global sell-off was the recent surge in US Treasury bond yields, where the bond yields have gone to a high of 4.53%, which was the 16-year high. And this has created a looming effect to the global markets. Also, the Fed hawkish comment, where Fed has anticipated interest rate which is going to stay for long versus what was anticipated earlier. The joker in the pack was oil, which has rose to $94. And most of the analysts were talking about $100 of crude by winters. Now, this has created an effect on most of the global markets, and any rise in crude will pose a challenge to the inflation as well as the current and fiscal account deficits. Now, we believe that the fundamental story of India is still intact, and these are all temporary blips which will keep shaking the market on a very shorter term, but the long-term story is going to play. Rural market has also set to rise, where government emphasis is a lot on the rural infrastructure before the elections. The government support towards the increase in Kharif minimum support prices and the expectation of a strong Rabi crop is expected. Now, if you listen to the management commentary of most of the companies, we are seeing that the volume recovery is in sight and there is a growth possibility also in the region, which can act as a positive surprise. Now, coming to market, in the last 6 months, we have seen that the Nifty mid-cap has risen by 29% and the small-cap index has risen by 40% versus Nifty giving a return of 13%. Now, from the perspective of valuation, large-cap is trading at a price-to-earning multiple of 21, whereas mid-cap is trading at a price-to-earning multiple of 22 and small-cap at a price-to-earning multiple of 24.4. Even on a one-year forward basis, mid-cap is trading at 24.1 versus Nifty trading at 18.7. Hence, we have to be very selective about choosing our bets in the sector and stock within the sector. And we can't buy anything and everything. For financial year 24, we believe that we'll be ending at a Nifty EPS of anywhere between 950 to 970. And for financial year 25, we are projecting a Nifty EPS of 1169. Now, even considering a 5% divergence in financial year 25 earnings, we looked at the Nifty EPS should be anywhere between 1,110. With a 22 multiple to the market, I think that the market will cross anywhere at 22,000 levels by the next year. Given the positive earning trajectory, valuation remains attractive at these levels, which is reflecting in the underlying potential for investments. Now, we are entering the third quarter, where in next 10 days, the second quarterly results will start reflecting in, and the festive season will also begin. Now, given the market outlook, we are strongly bullish on sectors such as manufacturing, auto, BFSI, QSR, consumption discretionary, real estate and real estate ancillaries. Now, IT can be looked as a contrarian approach for investing. IT as a sector has gone through 18 months of price and time correction, where most of us has anticipated a hard landing in the US economy and an expectation of a recession, which seems to be there in the US economy. But with the data which has been reflecting for this year and for next year, we are looking that the US will grow anywhere between 2.1% for this year and 1.1% for the next year. By seeing the large deal wins also, IT sector, we believe that the sector will come out of the slump for the last 1.5 years, what has gone through. So we are bullish on few mid-cap ITs. Now, one more sector we can look at is contract development manufacturing, where the China plus one strategy can play off very well. While China currently exports approximately $30 billion of API as against $4 billion from India, even a 10% shift can double the India's API market size and thus boosting to the overall markets and underlying stocks.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session and we'll see you same time next week.